You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Guy Sebastian, like it like that. Right here on Snow FM, Simo, Jordan with you. About to go 10 minutes past your nine.
And Simo, last night, Simo, have you ever done like a bit of a Facebook stalk? Like when you kind of just scroll through random people's Facebook accounts?
Yeah.
Look at pictures and look at information and posts and all that sort of stuff.
Actually, all the time, yeah. If someone says something dumb on Twitter, I'm like, straight up, what is this person about? Have a quick look and be like, oh yeah, that makes sense. That checks out.
It is highly entertaining and it's something that I enjoy doing a fair bit. However, Simo, last night, I stumbled across another social media of which you can do the same thing on.
Right. Like
everyone's got profiles on. You can click on their profiles, suss out kind of their information and all this sort of stuff.
So you were just, was this you just last night, just minding your own business? Just like,
yeah, just passing the time.
Jordan's,
I don't have dial up at my house.
Yeah, did it take you a while to like click through all the links and stuff?
Okay, so the social media was on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And actually it got to a point where I randomly got a LinkedIn security message popping up because I was going to so many people's web pages.
Like,
I think they thought that I was like a bot or something like that.
That's right. They're like, this guy's not a human.
And it was one of those weird security messages where it's like, type the code there and it's like capital R, 4, 6, capital T, lowercase c. Also, it was one of those.
Oh,
and they're
okay.
All kind of merged together and you have to try and work out which one it was.
So you didn't get the picture one where you have to like
point out
how many traffic lights are in each
square? Yeah, I wanted
square.
The picture. Yeah. They're fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. Good way to pass an evening.
But yeah, so it was LinkedIn, which is like the more professional social media. It's like Instagram, but you show off all your job, kind of all your career highlights and all that sort of stuff.
It is all about showing off at the end of the day. Although I have heard people say that LinkedIn is like, it's like Tinder for post 40-year-olds.
So
people might be wondering if you wanted to hook up if you're going through LinkedIn.
Well, I mean, Simo, you and I are on LinkedIn. I don't think that's not the reason we're on LinkedIn.
Ah, well, speak for yourself.
Simo, there's other apps that perhaps are more popular for dating other than LinkedIn.
Well, you know, I'm looking for successful people.
Actually, that's something. You probably would have got this notification as well. So me and Simo are on LinkedIn, if you want. You can add us on LinkedIn if you really want to.
Simo and I.
But we're on it. And you would have got the notification, I think it was about a week or two ago, that popped up, which is that I've been working with you and you've been working with me for a year.
Are we now,
12
like,
months.
Is there a record of us together?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've been working together longer, but it's just I've been lazy updating my LinkedIn.
That's terrible.
And it was kind of like, you've been working with Simo for 12 months. Give kudos. I'm like, yeah, all right.
So I've been marked.
And it's like, do you give kudos to Simo for working with him for a whole year? And I kind of clicked on it.
I think it's kudos. Kudos.
Whatever that word is.
Right.
And so I kind of clicked on it. It's like, how do you want to express your thanks? Like, send message right on wall. And I'm like, eh, I can't be bothered doing any of them. I'll get rid of them both.
Yeah, fair call.
But Simo, last night when I was on my LinkedIn kind of binge.
Yeah.
I stumbled across a couple of celebs.
Okay.
That you probably wouldn't have expected to have a LinkedIn page. And these celebs as of midnight, have a LinkedIn request from me.
Hey, nice, that's good.
So I got them open. I got three little links there.
Oh, yes.
You want to open up the first one?
I don't even think I need to. I can see who the first one is.
Just copy and paste it to Google there, and then you'll see. These are like celebs that you would not expect to have LinkedIn at all. I mean, they don't need it, let's face it.
Are you sure that's the real one? Oh, yeah, he's definitely the real one.
Yeah, he's definitely the real one. And he has, as of now, got a LinkedIn request from me. Simo, who is it?
Did he accept yet?
None of these have accepted yet. I'm a bit disappointed.
So you just slid into Koshy's DMs?
Might have done. David Koshy. I stumbled across him. And see, look, if you go on the right of LinkedIn, it gives you all of the other recommendations that you can get. So you just kind of goes, oh, this person's there. Oh, this person's there.
Okay, right. That's what you've done.
All right. So Koshy's still yet to accept my LinkedIn request.
All right. Well, you know, there's always tomorrow.
And this is a game you can play. If you've got LinkedIn, go on it.
It's a game you can play.
Yeah, just see how many celebs you can get to connect with on LinkedIn. It'll be fun.
Yeah, right.
I reckon. All right, Simo, you got the second one there.
Shane Warne
has LinkedIn. I don't know why.
He's only got 200 connections.
I know.
Though,
there's like no pictures and no nothing and no information about him.
His business dealings are obviously not great.
I think he's got it locked down on private. All right, so last but certainly not least. In fact, the most important person who I was surprised even had a LinkedIn.
Okay.
Simo is the most important person in the country.
ScoMo, Scotty.
ScoMo has his own LinkedIn, and as of midnight last night, he has a friend request from me on there, of which he has not accepted yet.
That's strange. He could use some more friends, I think.
I mean, there's the Eden Monero election coming up, and I know that he's not particularly running in it.
Yep.
It's not his kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, it could potentially help his party get across the line.
Yeah, well, they set that for July 4th, so maybe he will accept your friend request before you have to hit the voting booths.
Fingers crossed.
Simo and Jordan.
Snow FM, Simo and Jordan, 18 minutes gone on your 9, and you got yourself a brand new phone, Jordan.
A couple of months ago, yeah.
Yeah, but it's still got that fresh kind of feel.
I haven't broken it. Yet. I've dropped it a few times, but hasn't broken.
You've risked it.
Mm-hmm.
What about waterlogging? Has that been a risk?
Not yet.
No?
I haven't spilt any drinks on it.
Yeah, right. So that's good.
But with the pubs reopening, one thing could lead to another.
Could be a hectic moment. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes they set up, what is the little, like, board games and stuff sometimes you see locally in the pubs here? You get like...
Jenga?
Yeah, Jenga. Like if one Jenga block goes rogue and then there's liquids...
And spills a beer everywhere. Dear, dear, that wouldn't be good.
But how would you fix it if you got your phone waterlogged?
I don't know. I would probably Google and take...
Oh, yes.
Maybe that's... Google how to fix it, or Google someone to fix it that I can take the phone to.
Right. Have you ever taken any electrical equipment and done the rice... situation? You ever seen that done?
No, what's the rice situation?
So, like, basically submerging it in rice and leaving it overnight.
Okay.
The idea of the moisture being somehow...
absorbed by the rice?
Correct, yeah.
I didn't think that worked.
You ever seen it done?
Cooked rice or raw, uncooked rice?
Uncooked rice.
Okay.
Don't think you cook it. Because that's what someone has actually done. Mind you, it's uncooked rice. You kind of just put it in. It's like nice and dry, grainy, you know.
Are we going basmati rice or long grain rice?
Basmati? Or? Is it basmati?
Arborio rice.
Saffron.
Saffron. Yeah. What's that other type of rice that I can't think of?
Well, that has occurred. This person here managed to spill a beverage on their laptop.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those ones, those tricky ones that is a tablet that you can connect to a keyboard.
Oh, it's one of them.
Spilt some liquid all over the keyboard.
Actually, did you see someone in our office this morning was kind of showing off because they've got one of those tablets?
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, I can see. She shut her door now so she can't hear this.
She's turned off the water, the building.
Yeah.
All the taps gone. Can't get the toilet's not going to flush today. But there has been a bit of a spillage occur to a laptop.
Yep.
And have a good hard look at how they've tried to fix it. They've tried the old rice technique.
So they put their laptop in a bag of rice.
No, they did not. They took the advice. They were like, oh, they went to a message board. They're like, oh, hell, how do I fix my waterlogged keyboard? And someone was like, oh, just chuck in, you know, some rice, leave it overnight, it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
What they've done is they've got the, you know, the two-minute cook
rice
that you chuck in the microwave, they're in the packet.
Yeah, I think that's already pre-cooked, isn't it? And normally flavoured with various flavourings.
And then, like, steaming hot as well. So they've...
Oh, they didn't cook the rice.
Chucked it in the microwave, heated it up, and then just basically emptied the contents of the cooked rice onto the top of the laptop.
Who is this person?
No idea. Whoever they are, absolute numbskull.
I know, because I'm worried that as well as the rice, they're going to start ladling a butter chicken onto their laptop as well. And it's like, why is it not working?
Maybe that's the switch around. They're like, well, you know, it doesn't work as a laptop anymore.
Use it as a plate.
Simo and Jordan.
Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe on Snow FM. Simo, Jordan, right here with you. 28 minutes gone on your 9.
And Simo, I think I've asked you this before, but I can't remember the answer. Are you a snorer?
When I was a bit heavier, when I was closer to the days when I was over 100 kgs, that was when I... Oh, yeah, definitely a snorer. Although I think I've receded, maybe, hopefully. Although there have been... some earplugs used by others that are in the same room.
I was wondering where you're going with that. By others in the sleeping quarter.
That's right, yeah. By others in the vicinity.
By others in the bed is what you're trying to say.
yeah, but then probably I haven't asked my mates any time that, you know, when I was growing up on the couch, big gaming night, playing computer games, and then, you know, you don't sleep, you just sleep on the couches where you are. Haven't heard whether or not I snored.
Well, Simo, maybe you should check again, because experts have said that with everyone in lockdown, more people may be snoring.
Why is that?
Well, it's a bit of a, it's an interesting one. I was reading about it this morning. Experts believe that issues like snoring have become worse for some people because they feel trapped in their surrounding, and in turn, this will cause people to snore more.
Being trapped.
Well, yeah, if you're like locked in your house all day, the experts say there's a correlation between those two.
So you make more noise.
I don't know. I guess so.
Does that mean if you go camping in the wide open spaces, you sleep silently?
I mean, I don't think that's how that works. Not an expert on snoring.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's how it works.
Okay.
But Simo, this isn't the only
kind of... It's really interesting.
It's an interesting read. But Simo, this isn't the only kind of... I don't want to say slight kind of medical thing that has changed with us in lockdown as well, because other experts have also revealed that... have you heard of Ugg boot foot?
Oh... no, but I feel like this is going to be interesting for me because I wear Ugg boots a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
Have you started wearing Ugg boots a lot more since coronavirus happened?
Not about the same, I think, but I do love a good Ugg.
Well, you might be immune from this, but it's kind of people that when you're at home just wear Ugg boots all day on your feet to stay warm.
Right.
And then wake up the next day and do it again and so on and so on and so on.
And so they've started developing something called Ugg foot?
Ugg boot foot.
Ugg boot foot.
It's
okay.
Called.
Yeah.
Podiatrists have warned that wearing Ugg boots all day, that these footwear provide very little support and can lead to poor foot posture and pain, and in extreme cases, fungal and bacteria infections.
Yeah, very true there. As a sufferer of tinea, I definitely understand where that's coming from.
And someone that wears Ugg boots all the time.
Yeah, so I've had to address that because, you know, can you do socks on the inside of Ugg boots, or is that a no-no for you?
I'm going to blow your mind. Never worn Ugg boots in my life. Don't have a pair. I just stick with socks.
You know, you're losing touch with the common man, Jordan.
What do you mean? Just because I don't feel like I need them. Like, socks keep my feet satisfactorily warm.
Right.
So why do I need Ugg
boots? Do you ever wish that you had a shoe but not a shoe? Like something that was something that was like, you know, it's a Goldilocks situation. She didn't have the first porridge because it was too hot. She didn't have the third porridge because it was too cold. She just wanted the one in between.
I don't think Goldilocks put her feet in porridge. No, I haven't read that fairy tale for a while, but I don't remember that part of the story.
It's the principle of having something just right.
I see.
You know what I mean? Like maybe you don't feel like putting the socks on, but you still want to have something slightly sturdy underfoot so you can maybe go to the backyard, but you don't want your socks to get all wet.
Put on thongs.
Yeah, but then you're showing your bare skin to the world.
Tough it up, Simo.
One more night. I think you've missed out there. I think that's one thing that...
Do I need to purchase some Ugg boots?
Yeah,
is that what you're trying to say?
I think you do. Maroon 5, Snow FM, Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan.
Maroon 5, One More Night, Snow FM. 25 minutes on the way to your 10. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you. And you are the expert in the studio, in the building, when it comes to ordering things online.
What a thing to put on top of the resume.
You are the professor of online ordering.
Mm-hmm.
You are the doctor of tip-tap-tap-a-roo on the keyboard for items that you can get from the ether.
That's what it says on my bio.
You would have seen, obviously during COVID-19, coronavirus, the warehousing and the parcels, like huge uptake in the amount of shopping being done online.
Yeah, well, kind of during the height of COVID-19.
Yeah.
A lot more online shopping happening now that kind of shops are reopening. I've put the online shopping to a side bit and get out and support local business.
Oh,
why not?
Good on you, Jordan.
Yeah, I know. Well, they need help.
Finally joining the rest of us.
I know.
But
it took a pandemic for me to join the rest of you.
But parcels as well, like AusPost, huge pressure for them. They got like parcels coming out of their ears at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You would have seen as well there was a warehouse packer that lost an engagement ring in a...
Yeah, I heard
you
about
see
this.
That, yeah.
That was Amazon.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazon worker lost an engagement ring, kind of sorting parcels.
That's
the ring
right.
Somehow fell off.
Yeah, that gets shipped all over.
Mm.
So, you know, if you open up a parcel and have something a bit extra.
Then now you know why.
Look to your left, make sure no one's on their knee trying to propose, then confirm that, you know, this ring does not belong to me. So what I've come up with, Jordan.
Awkward if you were kind of semi-expecting your partner to propose.
Yeah.
But they had no plans to.
It's like, they got my ring from Amazon.
Then all of a sudden they just open. It's like, oh, the perfume arrived. Oh, my God, yes. And it's like, Okay, glad you like the perfume I bought.
Yeah, and then, well, you know, at least you'll be able to kind of, they might be able to worm their way out of it because I don't know, weddings, you know, oh, do you want a big wedding? Because, you know, we can't do that just yet. Mm. We've got to wait a little while. No, we'll go through the drive-through. Drive-through wedding.
We'll get some onion rings as well.
However, what we have right now is time for a top five. Top five things you didn't order.
Okay.
Right? Both online and in life.
Okay.
However, I'm really interested because I feel like you might have ordered some of these things.
So these are, so what is this? So top five things that you've thought of.
Yep.
Things that were so, just so obscure that no one would order them.
It's just in
however
general.
You feel that I may.
It's just in general things that you didn't order. So very loose principle.
Yes.
So coming in at number five on things you didn't order, the Baker's Dozen, because you know that came about. You know, dozen is 12.
Yeah.
Baker's dozen, if you're lucky enough to get a baker's dozen, that's 13.
A baker's dozen of what?
Of rolls, doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Anything means you've got one extra.
You didn't order it. So a baker's, so how many is a baker's dozen, 11 or 13?
13, mate.
13, okay.
A dozen is 12.
I'm just checking.
Bakers don't rip you off, they're nice people.
I'm not denying that. I don't want to start a war with bakers. There's a bakery I go to all the time for lunch.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah, you're going to cop flare in the face today. Coming in at number four for things that you didn't order, that ukulele that you were going to learn but never got around to playing.
Well, Simon, it's interesting you bring up musical instruments. Because you know for a fact,
oh, that's
true. We talked about this on the show a couple of weeks ago, that indeed I have bought a musical. Sorry, I can't get it out of its case. Why is this case so? Why can't I open it?
There you go. You got it? No, you're right.
Okay, I did order a musical instrument online, and I've been like learning it during COVID-19.
How are you sounding? Is that the second time you've played it?
That is the second time I've ever played the harmonica. Interesting. Both of those times have been on air.
Coming in at number three on things you didn't order, garlic bread. You know when you go out?
Mm-hmm.
Right, for dinner, and there's garlic bread that comes to the table and you're never sure if it's complimentary.
Well, you know how you said, Simo, you weren't sure whether I had ordered garlic bread.
Correct,
like these things, and you wanted to find out.
Yep.
Garlic bread is one thing I can confirm that I ordered the other day when I got takeaway.
Not surprised. Coming in at number two on things that you didn't order, if you go away on holiday, room service. If you didn't order it, you best check you're not under surveillance because, though you know, they never give that stuff away for free.
Is this something, have you been like on holiday somewhere and all of a sudden a random burger and chips arrived and it was James Bond spying on your room?
Just seen a lot of cop shows. Seen a lot of...
Fair enough.
Seen a lot of investigation kind of TV series.
If you're a criminal and all of a sudden free food starts arriving at your hotel room,
Worried, yeah. Coming in at number one on things that you didn't order but arrived anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Your Russian bride.
Again, haven't ordered one of those, nor has one arrived.
Oh, really? Haven't ordered one?
No.
But one definitely hasn't arrived.
No, it definitely hasn't arrived.
Definitely hasn't been ordered?
Why do you keep circling back on this?
Simo and Jordan.
Snow FM, Simo and Jordan with you, 13 minutes en route to 10 o'clock.
And Simo, a lot of sports kind of starting to make their comeback now.
Yeah.
A lot of them still without crowds. But you can still watch it on TV?
Almost. They are returning a little bit like a player in that particular sport when they've retired for a couple of years and come back. Like, everyone's unfit.
They're making a John Farnham of comebacks.
Pretty much. Everyone's like, how did we used to do this?
Well, NRL's been on back for a couple of weeks. I think AFL starts tonight.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Professional golf's not too far away, same with Formula One and a couple of others.
Did they put professional golf on hold?
I think so, yeah.
That's odd.
They had to put everything on hold.
Well, I assume, like, obviously crowds for golf, but do you really need crowds at the golf?
Yeah, mate, you got to get atmosphere. Think of the crowd cheering at golf.
No, they ask.
If you've ever watched golf,
they ask the crowd to be quiet.
Yeah, I know they do. But if you've ever watched golf, if a guy has got like a long putt,
yeah,
like I'm talking like 30 feet or something like that,
right.
It's a massive one,
yeah,
and it's getting close to the hole. There's always one guy in the crowd, no matter where you are in the world, that always yells out, "Get in the hole." Have you seen that?
No.
If ever you're watching golf, there's always a guy in the crowd that yells that if the ball's getting close to the hole. It's like a thing. So they need someone to do that at golf.
That is really funny.
I know.
That's really, really dumb.
Remember when I was younger? When I was younger, I had a golf video game, like on PlayStation, that like Tiger Woods PGA Tour game. And like every time you'd tee off and you'd be 500 yards from the hole. And it was like a loop in the commentary that would come back. There would be some guy that would just go,
get in the hole. The ball could be in the water and someone's yelling, get in the hole.
But the thing with that is, right, what's super odd is, like, you compare that to other sports, no one's cheering on the ball in tennis.
Like, get over the net.
Or, like, in footy, just be like, yeah, bounce up a bit higher.
Come on, umpy, bounce the ball higher.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Oh, I love golf fans now.
You should become a golf fan. Anyway, so the reason I bring up sport...
Absolute idiots.
Is because with sport coming back, one thing that kind of sadly, in a way, goes hand-in-hand with sport is gambling at the moment.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, no, pretty hand-in-hand for sure.
Obviously, gamble responsibly.
Yeah.
Simo, so I want to tell you about this story. It happened in Pakistan, where a couple of guys were arrested...
Sorry. I'm still...
That's not the funny bit of the story. I said people were arrested. You shouldn't be losing it laughing.
I'm still laughing about the get in the hole. That's so dumb. Like, no, I'm going to start doing that when I go play mini golf. Just get really into it.
Well, maybe you can start yelling that when you start watching this sports demo, which was in Pakistan, which was the donkey racing.
Okay, right, yeah.
Which, a couple of people were arrested because they were supposedly gambling on the donkey racing, and gambling in public in Pakistan is against the law and a crime.
Oh, okay, yep.
As well as the 8 men that were arrested for gambling on the donkey races, police also thought that it was relevant to arrest the donkey.
Oh, so they arrested the people participating, the people gambling, and the donkeys themselves.
No, just the one donkey that was in the race that was bet on.
Right. Oh, okay.
So like I say, so gambling in public in Pakistan is a crime. And police said that people placing bets on the donkey. Officers also arrested the donkey that was they thought was a menace to public, according to them.
Right. So would you say that that particular arse was, if it's not part of the solution, it's part of the problem?
That's a terrible joke.
Thank you.
If convicted, the men could face a fine of up to 1,000 Pakistani rupees. Mm. And maybe even time in jail. That's how serious this is. But Asimo, I love this. This is a very serious article on this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the very last line of the article reads, and I quote, "It is not confirmed whether these terms also apply to livestock found guilty of gambling charges." That is a sentence that journalists never thought they would have to type in their career.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.